بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وبالقرآن العظيم دستورا وإماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And we say alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity. And this is only through His mercy and blessings and through the blessings of the Qur'an-i Kareem, as this program is about the Qur'an-i Kareem. And on this particular program, we do listen to the recitation from the glorious Qur'an-i Kareem. And alhamdulillah, from the past few weeks, we have been interviewing various qurra as well on this particular segment. And alhamdulillah, we have also heard the recitation by one of the leading qaris from Cape Town, and that is Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin, Hafizahullah. And Sheikh Munir had also joined us last week as well, and we had made a request to Sheikh Munir if Sheikh Munir could also join us on a continuous basis, and once again to take us through the short surahs from the Qur'an-i Kareem, the surahs that we recite on a daily basis. And one of the reasons that we've made this request, you may say, but you know what, I do know Surah Al-Fatiha, I have memorized this many years ago. For some it may be as long as 60, 70 years ago, or maybe a little more, maybe a little less. For some it may be a few years ago. What had come to our attention that if the Qari could actually go through these surahs and assist us in the stop, so when we are stopping or how we are reciting the particular surah, where do we stop, where do we continue, what do we do? Yes, we majority of us will not have the knowledge of the Qari that's joining us, as well as the many senior ulama, qurra and huffaz that they may be. But for the general listeners of Radio Islam International, and also for those who are memorizing Qur'an-i Kareem as well, but do remember this program is for each and everyone. Remember, there's always blessings, there's always barakah. Even if you've learnt it before, you've heard it before, for it's always as a revision. So joining us shortly is going to be Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah, and Sheikh is the part of the Dr. Ahmed Isa Al-Masarawi Center in South Africa. Sheikh is the director and of the largest Quranic center in the world with 78 branches worldwide. Sheikh is also a contributor on one of the radio stations in the Cape, and also the official translator for all Dr. Ahmed Isa Al-Masarawi works. Alhamdulillah, great honor and pleasure for us to have scholars of this caliber onto the program to advise us, to inform us, and to assist us as well. Yes, we say shukran to our sound engineer, Brother Hanzala Hafiji, for his assistance. And once again, yes, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam, locally, nationally, globally, internationally, and keeping in mind that I think it's already about 100 days with the pandemic, with the coronavirus, and we're hearing about this every single day. And today we had made this request from our esteemed Qari to recite ayat from the Qur'an-i Kareem for the shifa of those that have been affected with the virus, as well as any other illness. As many of us are aware of the Qur'anic ayah, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So the program format is going to be, Sheikh will be starting off with his qira'ah in the next minute or so. After that, it's going to be an ad break. After that, Sheikh is going to be speaking to us about the Imam Shatibi Institute for Quranic Education. Very, very important. And on a weekly basis as well, we will be interviewing other qurra as well, those who have established institutions, and also those that perhaps who have not as yet established institutions, but who are reciters in the community as well. So inshallah, we'd like to afford everyone an opportunity for this. Right now, we welcome Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin onto the program. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we must say Jazakallahu khairan, shukran to you for accepting our invitation. Once again, indeed an honor and pleasure for us to have Sheikh onto the program. Sheikh, that already brings us now already to about 13 minutes after 2. But alhamdulillah, for the next 8 minutes or so, we request Sheikh to perhaps, you know, recite from the Qur'an-i Kareem for us. And as in my introduction, I had mentioned, and inshallah going forward as well, that, you know, the Qur'an-i Kareem is a shifa as well. So the ayats, you know, of shifa and our du'as are with all those, be it locally, nationally, globally, whoever they may be, wherever they may be, that Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa from this particular virus as well as any other ailment, any other illnesses, even if it's spiritual ailments, emotional, whatever it may be. May these words from the Qur'an-i Kareem grant shifa to all those that are listening to us throughout the world, inshallah. Sheikh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تكن كصاحب الحوت إذ نادى وهو مكظوم لولا وَكَهُ نِعْمَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ لَنُبِذَ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ مَذْمُومٌ فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فجعله من الصالحين وإن يكاد الذين كفروا ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما ويقولون ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما سمعوا العكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون وما هو إلا ذكر للعالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحاقة ما الحاقة ومن
Sattaruddin with that beautiful qira'ah that we have been listening to. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this afternoon's program. We do apologize for that. It was a telephonic qira'ah, and you know, with sometimes the signal, we're not too sure what went wrong. But alhamdulillah, once again, we do have with us Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin, hafizahullah. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we do apologize for that. And Sheikh, it was, you know, during the qira'ah that we've got disconnected. I'm not too sure if Sheikh would like to recite a small section, and then inshallah we'll go to the interview part of the program.
Inshallah. وما أدراك ما الحق وما
افتح علينا بالقرآن العظيم. Absolutely beautiful recitation once again, Sheikh. Absolutely beautiful. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair for that. Sheikh, before we go to our lessons for the day, you know, we wanted to focus on the Imam Shatibi Institute. Kindly enlighten us on this particular institute.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الراجعين وبعد إن شاء الله before it commence with enlightening regarding the institute إن شاء الله I'd like to fulfill my amanah to make dua for all of those who are ill in need of COVID or anything else. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove from them each and every illness and any trace of the illness. Ameen.
Ameen.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin fil awwaleen. Wa salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin fil akhirin. Wa salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi kulli waqtin wa hin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وشفاء لما في الصدور بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلفا ألوانه مختلف ألوانه في شفاء للناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى مرض فهو يشفي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء اللهم رب الناس مذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاءً لا يغادر سقما وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين الحمد لله الإمام شاطبي Institute founded by myself in 2012 as I returned from Ireland at that time as I was teaching Quran in Dublin as well as the Imam of a Masjid in Navan. We found that we had to also focus on teaching the Quran as it was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, at that time there were many institutions doing great work, but I also felt that I could do my bit and give back to teaching the Quran as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated. خَيُّرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ وَعَلَّمَهُ So we sometimes focus on the first part of learning the Qur'an, but we do not give it over, and for knowledge to be beneficial knowledge should be acted upon and disseminated. And we focus on the verse, بِاللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا We focus on the verse, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا That portion. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, what is tarfeel? He said, tajweed al-huruf wa ma'arifat al-wukuf. And we have introduced into our institution the fact that we also focus as much on strong hifz as well as good tajweed. We focus on understanding the stop so that we don't also corrupt the meaning through the way we stop.
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh. Is Sheikh still on the line?
Yes,
Sheikh. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, one of the questions had come in pertaining to the name of the institution, Imam Shatibi. Please tell us about that.
Imam Shatibi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was one of the great ulama and saints, subhanallah, and such a great contributor to the field of Quran and Qira'at. Allahu Akbar, he was from Andalusia, and he subsequently traveled and went to go seek the knowledge of the Quran and became the Sheikh al-Maqari or Sheikh al-Qurra of Egypt, and he currently is buried in Egypt. And he was the one who compiled the poem Hirz al-Amani or Wajh al-Tahani, or very famously known as the Shatibiyya, that compiled the seven qira'at into poetic form, as he starts, بَدَأْتُ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ فِي النَّظْمِ أَوَّلًا. And he just made it easy to put together the ruling that was in the book authored by Amr al-Dani, known as At-Taysir. This was an explanation of the seven qurra. And because of the effort and the impact and contribution of Imam al-Shatibi, rahmatullahi alayhi, we found that we are hoping to achieve something similar in the preservation of the Quran. We ask that Allah uses us to preserve His Quran, ameen, and allow His Quran to preserve us, as that is ultimately what we are benefiting from. Alhamdulillah, and this is why we chose the name after one of the giants of Quran, alhamdulillah. There are just certain books and certain individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really elevates, and the words become legendary, and it stays through the entirety of generations. And Imam al-Shatibi is one of them in the field of qira'at. There are certain mashaykh that make it compulsory, if you have not memorized this poem or this nabi, that you cannot learn the qira'at. This is the impact Imam al-Shatibi, rahmatullahi alayhi, had on the Quranic and Qira'at fraternity, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, so from 2012 right until when Sheikh had established, founded the institution, tell us about the causes that have been offered from that particular time coming right until 2020.
We are focusing on firstly our full-time hifz, where we allow them to, from the reading course all the way to reading the Quran, inside reading. We then move over to Hifz of Juz Amma, Juz Tabarak, and then from Surah Al-Baqarah all the way to the end of Surah Al-Tahrim. Thereafter, we focus on a part-time madrasa for those who have been, who did not fulfill what they would like to fulfill now in their young days, and those who are working, etc. We have created a platform for them to come off to work and come and learn the Quran. So many of them say, Sheikh, while I was young, I was absent-minded, but now I have this desire. So we have to make sure that there's a platform for them to be able to learn the Quran. So we have our part-time and evening classes as well, alhamdulillah. And then we have ventured into the qira'at. But what we have done since 2018, we have led Dr. Ahmad Isa al-Ma'asarawi Center here with all the students in teaching qira'at. So the Imam al-Shatibi institution has become a foundational base for those who want to go into qira'at, and we have used it as a platform for da'wah and going out to the disenfranchised and communities on the outskirts and teach them the basic Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have engaged with a masjid in Malawi, so we have renovated it, alhamdulillah, through the work of great sponsors, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward them, and also now put in place a form of madrasa there so that they can teach the young ones, and at a later stage we can have a full-time hifz running there, inshallah. And our aim is to make sure that we give the opportunity. For example, I have been in discussion with someone from Namibia who says that they need a huge input of Quranic knowledge there, inshallah. This is the aim of the Imam al-Shatibi Center, to focus on the fundamentals of the reading of the Quran, to stop the understanding, as well as spreading the Quran to different societies and generations, inshallah.
Inshallah. Sheikh, alhamdulillah, another question has come in wanting to know that the whereabout is the Imam Shatibi Institute in Cape Town?
We are based in Stadtraum, very near to Grassy Park, alhamdulillah. It's ironically being dubbed as the Valley of Quran because, subhanallah, majority of the Hibs schools are here. We're very close. I think we're about 62 Harvard schools within the area, alhamdulillah. So we are based in Stadtraum, very near Grassy Park. And then also we run the Ma'asarawi Center from just a road away from the masjid,
inshallah. Sheikh, actually, we do have quite a few questions about the Ma'asarawi Center as well. But before that, Sheikh, another question has come in wanting to know for someone who has already completed the memorization of the Qur'an Kareem, but obviously there is, they have not yet attained or achieved a great standard in pronunciation and in recitation, and they are now very much in their adult years. The Sheikh conduct classes in Cape Town as well as those that are listening to us that are not in Cape. Is there any classes via Skype for those that may be listening to us here locally or nationally or internationally?
Yes, alhamdulillah, we have teamed up with the Al-Ma'asarawi Center. So we do have the online platform, alhamdulillah, to facilitate for those who have memorized or so want to memorize, or just to read the Quran as it be read, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اقرأوا كما علمتم, read as you have been taught, or as the Quran was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this should be the goal of each and every one of us, to read as closely as possible to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why in every harf, in every ayah, in every aspect of the Quran, there is sanad, there is isnad, there is a chain of narrations directed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we provide a platform for those, as I said earlier, who have not had the time in their youth or didn't utilize the time for Quran. We provide them with one-on-one classes, alhamdulillah, either face-to-face or now via the online medium, especially in today's age with the current lockdown in place. 99.9% of all our classes are currently run online, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, another question has come in. For those who are memorizing on a full-time basis, is it exclusively memorization of the Qur'an Kareem, or are there any other courses offered with the memorization?
Currently at the Al-Ma'asarawi Center, we have, alongside the Qur'anic memorization, we have the tafsir. It's very basic tafsir. It's kalimat al-Qur'ani by Sheikh Hassanain al-Makhlouf. That gives a very basic understanding of what is recited. We also have tajweed with it. We have that we give them the basics of understanding what to do in, for example, in Salat, Janaza, etc. These are things that we all have to know, not just we need the Imam to come. Especially today, we had to obey the or live by the verse, وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Turn your houses facing Qibla and establish Salah. So each man has to be the Imam of his household. So we try to put the students so that when they leave, they are a'imah. They can lead a community, alhamdulillah. Also, we have introduced, but this has been put on a hold now with the lockdown, we have introduced the so-called essential subject that the Department of Education has made compulsory. This is literacy, numeracy, as well as science, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, very, very interesting, Sheikh. Absolutely interesting, Sheikh. There's many, many questions coming in, but to the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, Sheikh is going to be with us, inshallah, every week. So perhaps we will cover those questions. And today we wanted Sheikh to assist us that, you know, we could better our Quranic recitation, especially the surahs or the chapters that's recited in our daily salah. We had requested from Sheikh on Surah Al-Fatiha, as well as we will be going through other shorter parts of the Qur'an Kareem as well, Sheikh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Prior to us reciting the Quran, we have to understand that there should be ikhlas in niyyah. The fact that we read this Quran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. However, when reading the Quran, a prerequisite to reading the Quran is to establish the isti'ana, is to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan rejected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us istigha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nahl, verse 98, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown that the most common form of reciting it was أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. According to the ulama, you have certain times you read it out loud and certain times that you read it softly, and inshallah we will get into that in another segment inshallah. However, for now let us understand that we first seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just by uttering it, but also removing ourselves from anything that is haram. Our mind, to purify it. Our souls, to purify it. We are now dealing with Kalamullahi Azza wa Jal, the word of Allah, the direct speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start off with Surah Al-Fatiha, and we have to remember that this is a surah, especially in our salah. This is a conversation between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when we come to Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have divided the salah between myself and my servant into two. Nisfain wa li'abdi ma sa'al, and for my servant is what he has asked. So we should read it with sincerity and intention and not just hasten and rush through it. Another point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation was maddan. When it was asked, what is maddan? He said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. With a need to be pulled, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled. So we should not say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is not as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited. So we will start, inshallah, with the first verse. And this is after the basmala, Bismillahi Rahman Rahim. According to what your madhab is, you know how to read it in salah. However, we start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You'll find that the ba holding a kasra, followed by the sin holding a sukun. Bismi. The word Allah has a ruling. If it is preceded by a kasra, you will then proceed to read it empty. The shadda means that you emphasize. So we say, Bismillahi, Bismillahi. We find in Ar-Rahman is the lam of ta'rif or the lam of al, followed by the ra. This is known as the lam of shamsiyya. So penetration will take place. So we say, Bismillahi Ar-Rahman. Bismillahir Rahman. The mad, this is the ha, hold a sukun. If it flow when pronouncing the ha originates from the center of the throat. The mad on the mean, you should pull it twice. Ar Rahman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Similarly, with the next dara that follows the lamb of Al, we penetrate it, the sound of the lamb falls away, and we read with shadda, emphasis on the ra. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The mad or the elongation or the how long we pull here, this is known as the mad of the temporary sukun. So we are allowed to pull this two vowel counts, four vowel counts, or six vowel counts. However, when you choose a vowel count, make sure you read it throughout with that vowel count. we move on to our next verse. Alhamdu. Firstly, the Hamza al-Wasl. We start here, we will say Alhamdu. The lam followed by the ha will be read clearly. Alhamdu. The mean holding a spoon will be read clearly without saying Alhamdu as if there is a palqala, and without emphasizing Alhamdu. Not takes too long. Alhamdu lillahi, lillahi. Once again, the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preceded by a kasra. We say lillahi. The ra holds a fatha. The ra is full. The ba holding a shadda. Rabbil alameen. Al alameen. We find the lamb of al also followed by an ayn. This is known as the lamb al-qamariya, or the moonlighted. So the lamb here, its ruling is to be made izhar or clear, so the lamb will be heard clearly. Rabbil alameen. And remember, this is a hamzat al-wasl, so we don't say Rabbi al-alameen. We go through the alif there, holding the sign of hamzat al-wasl goes away. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Once again, in both lambs, lam al-ta'rif, the sound of the lamb falls away. The mad on Ar-Rahman is only two vowel sounds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki, Maliki. This mad only two. Make sure to read the calf, the kasra, or on the calf with clarity because of the fact that it is followed by a ya. Maliki yawmi. Yaw, we find a ya holding a fatha followed by a waw saki. This is known as the khifa of lean or the mad lean. Maliki yaw. This will give us the sound of aw. Maliki yawmi din. Once again, ad-din. Alam al-ta'rif will be, it will fall away and penetration will occur into the dal holding a shadda. Maliki yawm al-din. Iyaka na'budu. Iyaka. That ya holding a shadda means that there are two. So we do not say iyaka, nor do we overemphasize by saying iyaka. We say iyaka. The mad holds two vowel counts. Iyaka. Iyaka na'budu. The ayn, make sure not to overemphasize on the ayn as well. As the ayn is one of the letters of mutawassifa, meaning in between, reading it softly and hard. Iyaka na'budu. Wa iyaka. Exactly the same as the one that preceded. Nas. Nasta'in, nasta'in. The noon is followed by a sin. A sin is an empty letter. So make sure that the tongue remains flat in the mouth. Nasta. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. Sheikh, how is our time?
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, it's 14:46. We still have at least about 10 minutes remaining to conclude with the program.
Inshallah. Our next one is, we say, ihdina. You'll find on the alif, in the 13 line Quran, you'll find a hamza holding a kasra. In the 15 line, you will not. This is also a hamza to wasl. We find that the dal is holding kasra, the third letter. So this hamza will hold a kasra. Ihdina. When continuing from wa iyyaka nasta'in, you'll find a dhamma. We'll say, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ اهْدِنَا. However, when we start, we say, اهْدِنَا. But now when we join it to الصِّرَاطَ, the mad of na will fall away. Because two sukoons will not meet in the Arabic language. So we say, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. When reading اهْدِنَا on its own, you'll find it empty. So what we find a common error is that they start to read it full to prepare the mouth to the start that the full letter, and there should not be. نريد إهدينا صراطا. The lamb of Al will fall away. Idgham will be made, okay, penetration will be made into the fard. The fard will hold a shadda, so emphasize on it. The ra holds a fatha. The ra will be full, and the mad will only be two vowel counts. إهدينا صراطا. We move now to Al Mustaqim. Enjoining it. إهدينا الصراط المستقيم المستقيم. The lamb التعريف or the lamb of Al will be read with إظهار or with clarity. You will hear the sound of the lamb because it is followed by a meme. The skin holds a sukoon, a quality of hamsa, air will flow مستقيم as well as other qualities. Here we should make sure to read the ta empty because of the cough. We find sometimes it is read as mustaqim, and this is incorrect. Musta. Imam al-Jazari rahmatullahi alayhi has taught us read it as if it stands alone. Musta. Al-mustaqim. The cough is full. However, because it holds a kasra, it is the weakest form of food. So we do not say مستقيم, we read as مستقيم. صراط الذين. The ra once again is full. The mat is only two vowel counts, so we say صراط. We do not extend it, nor do we say صراط. صراط. The pa is full because it holds a fatha and it is of the full letters. الذين. صراط الذين. We emphasize without overemphasizing on the lamb holding a shadda, and the mad on al-lazina is only two vowel sounds. We now come to the word that many of us start with. An-na'amta. The hamza originates from the bottom of the throat. The noon holds a sukoon. The ayn comes from the center of the throat, followed by a meen sakin. And then a ta with a fatha. So we say an. An from the bottom of the throat. The noon is read with clarity because it is followed by an ayn. The noon holding a sukoon. An'amta. An'amta. From the bottom of the throat, then we pronounce the noon sakin without giving it a jerk. And the ayn from the center of the throat. Sometimes we find an'amta. Sometimes we find an'amta. No, this is both incorrect. We have to read an'amta. Without overemphasizing on the meme that is holding a sukoon. So we do not say an'amta, we say an'amta. Alayhim. The ayn again from the center of the throat. The sifa of lean, the yasa, I think, preceded by a fatha. Alayhim. Ghayri. Once again, the ghayri is full, holding a fatha as well. The ya holding a sukoon, so this again is a quality of lean. Ghayril maghdubi. A bad, yeah. Make sure to read it as a bad. A lot of times you find ghayril maghdubi as if it is a dal. Ghayril maghdubi. The mad here on bu, only two vowel counts. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Once again, alayhim as the previous one. And now we come to walabbalin. Firstly, the mad on wala falls away. We go straight into the bad, the lamb of al, the sound falls away, straight into the bad. Walabbalin. This mad is known as the mad lazim ilmi, the necessary mad. And this mad is full to six vowel counts by all of the qurra. So we will extend this mad to six. We will also read the two lambs because it is a shadda. Don't say walabbalin. This is incorrect. Walabbalin. Amen. Inshallah, now we will read Surah Al-Fatiha in its entirety while focusing on the rule.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Sheikh, that was absolutely a beautiful lesson. That brings us now to 1453. Sheikh, just to conclude with our program for today, we request Sheikh to make a dua once again for all those that are ill and also those that have passed on, those that have passed away, the marhumin, and also those in the ummah that, you know, due to the pandemic on a daily basis are going through lots of depression, there's lots of anxiousness, there's lots of worry and concern. A dua for Allah Ta'ala to protect them as well.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واهدنا ووفقنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم ببركة القرآن الكريم. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اغفر لأهل القبور من المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وأدخلهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واحشرهم مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّاً إلا فرجت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها ويسرتها ولا ديناً إلا قضيت ولا عيباً إلا سترت ولا كرباً إلا نفشت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت وعافيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا ضالا إلا هديت يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Ameen. Sheikh, we say Jazakallah khairan to you once again for joining us on this program. Indeed, we are very honored, as indeed, you know, it's a Saturday afternoon and it's absolutely, you know, we really appreciate, Sheikh, your time, this hour that Sheikh has spent with us, and we look forward to many more sessions and segments during this particular time. Jazakallah khair. Sheikh, do remember us in your esteemed du'as. Until next time. We say shukran and wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was the director of the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town, Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin Hafizahullah, joining us this afternoon on the program. Do remember, inshallah, every week Sheikh is going to be with us. And we have not forgotten about the Ulum al-Quran segment. We will go back to that segment as Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Sahib, alhamdulillah, has sent in the recording. So we will go back to those segments from next week, inshallah. We say shukran to our sound engineer, Hanzala Hafiji, for his assistance, and to you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam internationally, locally, nationally, locally, internationally, or globally. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, reward you, and protect you. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu.